CPOE is considered to be a foundational element to many of the other objectives of meaningful use, including exchange of information and clinical decision support. The Electronic Health Record Incentive Program final rule states the following with regards to CPOE. For Stage 1, CPOE is included in the core set of measures. A meaningful use objective for eligible professionals, eligible hospitals, and critical access hospitals is: use CPOE for medication orders directly entered by any licensed healthcare professional who can enter orders into the medical record per state, local, and professional guidelines. Only medication orders are included. At least 30% of all unique patients with at least one medication in their medication list seen by the eligible professional or admitted to the eligible hospital's or critical care hospital's inpatient or emergency department during the EHR reporting period have at least one medication order entered using CPOE. That threshold increases to over 60% for Stage 2. In addition, for Stage 1, the transmission of the order is not included in the objective or the associated measure. The final rule also clarified which healthcare professional can enter orders using CPOE, as any licensed healthcare professional can enter orders into the medical record per state, local, and professional guidelines.